Okay, here we are in Sridham, Mayapur, and doing service to Radha Damodar. And, okay, you go ahead. What is that? You had that question?
Devotees, especially in preaching programs, they seem to struggle for money, and funding for preaching is always so much need for more funding, temples being built or, preaching, expanding, anything. And we see in the world so many people have got so much wealth and it's being squandered and wasted and so on. And we all know the response is that we hear ever since the late 80s that Krishna will give money when the heart is pure or the consciousness is pure or the intention is pure. But that doesn't seem to actually gel very well because, the Lakshmi is Lakshmi Devi. It's not just some material thing, and it's going to people who are squandering just incredible amounts of wealth going to absolute idiots, and meanwhile the devotees struggle, and it doesn't seem to make very much sense that devotees struggle so much to do the preaching.
Yeah, at least my understanding is going to be pretty standard, but I have great difficulty. Shambhihari knows. I just have to shut my eyes when I see the types of buildings and facilities and opulence that karmis have, and
it's heartbreaking sometimes.
And even for glorifying Krishna, we really struggle. Considering that, relatively speaking, ISKCON's got nothing. ISKCON's got one millionaire, and the world's got. In fact, I just saw that BBC article that eight of the richest people have more money than the poorer half of the world.
All the rest of the world, practically. Yeah, I read the same.
Eight people.
All the wealth.
Well, the poorer half. They have more money than the poorer half, but considering even that we're so poor, in one sense, we're still a mess. In other words, it's a fact that the devotees, in theory, should be using money, but we still got fallen gurus, fallen sannyasis, people misusing funds, as little funds as we may have, hovanaka too. Even things going on here in Mayapur with whatever funds Krishna gives. So what's going to happen if Krishna starts giving us many, many millionaires? Even our one millionaire is upset about the way his investments being Not that it's not being managed right, but in terms of at least some of the surrounding events that take place.
Yeah.
So what happens if we have many, many millionaires who are very particular about where the money actually does go? And that's one of the things, is that not only do non-devotees have a lot of wealth, but they're really together in terms of their organizational ability, although the there's always scandals and everything, but transparency is a common phenomenon, accountability, they go by laws, certain laws, and they're very together. In other words, if we're asking Krishna to give us lots of wealth to continue on with our 1960-70 hippie method of using it, and the way we're going to use it, in other words, that we're not using it in at the type of global standard, then, you know, Sudama Vipra's answer that Krishna doesn't give unless he's really sure. So can we really do things in a competitive way? When my cousin came here, you know, he was a millionaire, and he saw Mayapur, he was really impressed, but he was really discouraged by the standard of cleanliness.
Yeah.
He says, you got all these poor people, why don't you just hire 100 people to just continually be cleaning up?
Mm.
So they immediately see things, and that was his, you know, his reaction when he went to Vrindavan and he saw open sewers and, you know, pigs and monkeys running wild and so many other things and dirt everywhere. He said, if this is the headquarters of your religion, you should change religions.
Yeah.
He said that with, you know, a touch of humor, but then we really need to be up to their standard.
But yeah. We don't have anyone in charge of that standard. We've got lower middle class people in charge, and that's going to be where the management standard stops, is at lower middle class.
Yeah, and these people who manage, they go to Harvard and Oxford and they got degrees and they know how to manage money, how to manage facilities, how to take care of it. They build a building and then whatever the building costs them, every year they spend 10% of that for maintenance. We build a building and then you know, just expect it to keep itself intact.
But that's also a class thing, sorry, especially in India, it's a class thing.
Class thing in India?
Like you said, people are educated and they understand what it takes in terms of building. You've got people in charge who are in charge of buildings here and they've got no concept of what, you know, cleanliness or maintenance means. That's on a high level. That's, you know, mode of goodness is maintenance. There's very few people in management in the mode of goodness. It's not really something they can foresee or predict or include in the cost because they're not used to it. They've got no concept of it. So everything that's built within 2 years here, it's already worn down. You look at Ishidyandala.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that may be here. I mean, elsewhere in India, things are, you know, they're certainly learning, and they know what world class means. But then you go to
India, for example.
Different
class.
Yeah. When we went to Tirupati, it's like a different planet.
Yeah. Same in Madhupi.
Isn't it?
You know, I said to you before, in Madhupi, we didn't see anyone sitting around on the side of the road smoking or drinking chai, or everyone's dressed well, they've got nice hair, they don't beat their horns, they don't yell at people.
But
quiet.
it's not that in Germany everyone's in the mode of goodness.
No, it's just
it's just their culture.
Yeah.
Their culture is that things should, they know what cleanliness is, and they know what organization is, super organization. That's their nature.
I also thought that in terms of money, that, you know, not, you know, being on ready supply is that ultimately, money is not a solution to any problem anyway. That's one aspect of it. Karmis or materialists see money as a solution. Money can fix things. You know, so while on the one hand you can say, okay, they have the mentality and the organization and the education and the consciousness to utilize money properly, on the other hand, in a spiritual sense, they have no concept of anything else being a solution to problems, only money. So we are supposedly in the learning process of not having that solution. And we depend on Krishna is our ultimate goal. So there's money is not going to fix anything. Money's not going to provide anything. Money's not going to resolve anything, open up doors or do anything except pay for facility.
You need purity.
So you need Krishna consciousness.
You need Krishna consciousness. And that's...
There we go.
That's something else that...
Even this...
Prabhupada had nothing. He just had Krishna consciousness. He got everything. He got so many things just from being Krishna conscious and doing things the way things should be done. And then Krishna provided. And it was beyond what Prabhupada could imagine.
I read recently this famous actor, Jim Carrey. He's become quite well known in the last few years. He's into... alternate philosophies, and he's obviously read some of the books, and he's into meditation and so on. He actually said at one famous speech that he gave that he wishes the world could be extremely wealthy just for, 1 week, that all their desires are fulfilled for all the wealth they want, because then they would understand that it absolutely resolves no problems that you have. It's not a solution to anything. And that's just, it is maybe a concept that people who have got wealth can really only understand after they've got it. You can't expect people without wealth to appreciate that concept. But it's still true nonetheless.
Anyways, no doubt if we work further on being Krishna conscious and really, really concentrate on that, and although in one sense we got a lot of facilities, but also recognize that facilities are not our philosophy. And Prabhupada would emphasize Lord Chaitanya never opened any temples, never built any temples. That our movement, that we need to emphasize Krishna consciousness, boil the milk, and then, I guess in time, when Krishna is satisfied, things will come.